Well, good news at St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Officials there say the airport has recorded 26 straight months of passenger growth dating back to September 2015. I'm Brian Houseworth, and joining me to discuss this is Jeff Lee, who is a spokesman for Lambert Field. 26 months straight, pretty impressive.
It is an impressive trend. We're now surpassed 2 years of month over month. That's the month over the previous year. In our total passenger numbers, and that's both takeoff and landings, or arrivals and departures, however you want to look at it. And we've had much like last year, we've had a continued good run through the first 9 months of this year.
Jeff, when you look at the numbers year to date, first 9 months this year, and compare it to a year ago, the numbers are up in every category.
That's right. We look certainly at total passenger growth, and we're close to 6% on overall total passengers. But we also look at our plane activity, and we have more operations with our commercial aircraft. We have more air cargo, and all those kind of key factors. It's a really good growth trend in some of those key segments that's showing a continued healthy, sustainable growth segment for the airport.
Air cargo is another category that is important. It talks about obviously shipping, and it would have some, you would think it'd have a reflection on the economy, but it is up 3.1% growth, air cargo activity in aircraft departures. What can you tell us about that category?
Well, I can tell you, goes beyond just the FedEx and UPS, which are your overnight type of packaging, but some of your special air cargo charters. We've seen quite a few more this year, and those are for your major manufacturing goods or major big products that are specialized, and so they're charter aircraft, they're not scheduled, and we've really reached out and tried and improved that market for the airport, and we can see it in our statistics, and we expect that trend to continue as well.
Again, Jeff Lee is our guest. He's from Lambert Field, the spokesman. And finally, here we are, less than 2 months to go in the calendar year. Obviously, Thanksgiving is always a huge day. That Wednesday before Thanksgiving is traditionally, if not the biggest, one of the busiest travel days of the year, and you've got the Christmas and New Year's holidays after that. You guys at Lambert are launching international service to Cancun on Saturday. How has the process been on that, and what kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, we're adding additional Cancun service with Southwest. We have Cancun service with some air travel groups for those vacation charter where you get the plane and the hotel kind of charter flights. But we're basically starting the first new international service on Southwest Airlines, which is our major dominant carrier here at the airport, and that begins on Saturday, November 11th. And we're one of just 15 Southwest markets that now will have international service. So we're very excited about that, and this is just the first initial launch of that, and then we see where that goes. But that'll start on Saturday with Southwest.
And that's a direct flight, correct?
That is correct.
And finally, Jeff, and I'll open up to you, but in December, and this is something I have not seen reported, if at all, if it's been reported, not much, I've not seen it, Alaska Airlines out of St. Louis will add a second daily flight to San Diego. San Diego, obviously a big travel destination, but from what I understand, also business travelers head out there as well.
Well, in the past few months or years, we've talked a lot about the growth of Southwest, and they have been growing. But what you're talking about is growth with Alaska Airlines, and we've had incremental growth with some other airlines, such as Alaska, and to add a second daily flight to San Diego, adding right in the peak of the winter season where people want to go where it's warm and sunny and not where it's going to be cold and snowy at times. But we think that's good growth for Alaska. They've incrementally added, first it was Seattle, then it was Portland, then now San Diego. So that's three destinations that Alaska serves. And that's great for tourism. It's also great for the business travelers as well.
And what gate is Alaska out of? Are they out of the main terminal?
They are out of Terminal 1, which is what has been referred to as main terminal. They're out of the C concourse. So they're right around C-15.
Okay. Absolutely. Anything you'd like to add, Jeff? Go right ahead.
Well, you certainly mentioned the holiday travel. We haven't quite gotten our holiday travel numbers from our airline partners just yet, but it is around the corner. And, for those that are listening that may be driving in, to use St. Louis Lambert International Airport for that holiday travel, we just always ask that you check with the website or contact your carriers and stay in tune with your flight information, because as we know, with weather and that type of thing, you might get delays, and just keep in touch with that, but also to arrive sooner than you normally would, just because we have an influx of passengers, many of them families, young children, and it might take a little bit longer to get through the queuing lanes, whether at the ticket counter or the checkpoints. So, you know, arrive a little bit sooner than you normally would, give yourself some time, and that should make things a lot easier when you get to your gate.